Come and reminisce with us. This is 90s Till Infinity.
It's Gav here from the guy who brought you BRL. 90s Till Infinity walks you down the road of the best decade ever, the 90s. Catch 90s Till Infinity on Mixcloud or a radio station near you, or find us at 90s Till Show on Facebook and Instagram.
Coastal Feel. 90s Till Infinity.
Keeping it retro.
Reminisce with us.
Blood
stains
the ground.
BRL, son.
Peace, this is Nelson Dialect. You're tuned in to Beats, Rhymes and Life.
This is ISB. You're listening to BRL.
Yo, this is Rage. You're listening to BRL.
What up, it's 360.
Yeah, this is Nick Loopy from One Day Spit Syndicate.
I'm Seth Century. You're on Beats, Rhymes and Life, and I endorse this product.
Peace, family. This is El Fresh the Lion on Beats, Rhymes and Life. Stay tuned.
It is Beats, Rhymes, a Life, and we're about to do something that we haven't done in this program for close to 4.5 months. We have a guest joining us on the show, a longtime friend of the show. I think the first time you were on the show was like 2015. We're both very different people now to what we were back then. Very different people. And that will be a sort of question that we do raise, but joining us on the program is Bitter Belief. How you doing?
Yo, I'm good, bro. And yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Me and you just had a quicker sort of a dad download before we started.
Yeah. It's a good Friday, man. It's Easter weekend. It's the weekend for parenthood, I guess. There's nothing else on the agenda anyway. So.
No.
It's all about family. It's all about family, bro.
Yeah, the minor two young for the Easter egg hunt chocolate wise, we've sort of found a way around that. So, you know, one of those sort of, they have like little eggs that you can put stuff inside of, like Kinder Surprise with that, the chocolate kind of deal.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, cool.
Man, now that I've got kids, I realize that sugar is just, it's like meth for kids. It's like
mate.
They have sugar, lose their shit, and then have this massive crash or massive come down. It's like, what the fuck? This is my drug.
Yeah. Literally this morning, it's like, okay, cool. Gave him some cereal. Cereal's all got enough sugar in the first place. And then on top of that, you know, wanted some Nutella on toast. And then it was just off to the races. And we're just like, nope, we're going to the park. You can run
burn
this.
Burn it off.
Yeah, go run it off, buddy. And that's exactly what he did. Nice. Anyway, dad life over rap life. Now, that actually seems to sort of come into this EP a little bit as well. There is a fair bit of that theme across this record, like a changed person. It isn't a bit of belief battling everyone like the back in the day stuff. It's a much more peaceful and calm gentleman. Yeah. But before we get to that stuff, let people know who James Abley is, because he does a significant amount of lifting on this EP.
He does, yeah. So it's James Abley.
Sorry,
and
Abley.
I met him through Disaster, actually. Disaster was playing drums for him when he was touring, and I had this track that was on my last album called To The Edge. And I just couldn't come up with a chorus, but I really liked the beat and I really liked the verses. And I sent it to Daz and I was like, I need a singer to go on this. And he suggested James Abley. So we caught up and he just sent me the hook pretty much straight away. And then the rest is history. We just had really good chemistry on a track. And then he said, man, we should do a little EP together. And I was obviously keen for it. And then he was just, to be honest with you, it was good because I could relinquish all creative control. I've never really done that before. So he was just kind of laying down the skeletons of the tracks, if you will, and I was just coming in and filling in the gaps. So it was easy work for me. Realistically, the toughest part of writing a song is the chorus, because that's the part you want to be the catchiest. It's called the hook for a reason. So, I'm not a rapper that struggles with the hooks, but having James just have them all laid out for me to come and drop verses on was really cool, man. I liked the process.
And who's on production of this? Is James a part of the production? So he did it. He did all the production too.
He's pretty much all the production. We did it at Shakers. So Shaker definitely had a input and some sprinkles in there of Rob Shaker, but all the guitar, it's solely guitar. I think there's some like organ sprinkles on one of the songs, and there's no drums either. Anything that kind of resembles any kind of percussion is our mouths. So like my kind of beatboxing or James's kind of beatboxing, yeah. So there's no drums on there whatsoever. Yeah, and again, another new thing that I'd never done before. So I'm all about putting myself out of my comfort zone at the moment. So it was at first a bit of an adjustment in order to say, whatever, you tell me what to do and I'll do it and just see how it went. Now that I've done it, I don't think I would do it again. But nevertheless, it was a fun experience for sure.
Now, the question does lie because, the team up also sort of leads into how, I guess, your mindset is these days as well. It's a bit more of a gentle bit of belief. It's, which is, you know, we all get older, we all change, and we all mature and all that kind of stuff, you know, once you sort of cross that sort of line into fatherhood and marriage, you know, you're just not a young man anymore. You're just not. Sure. How much has that changed you, meeting the right lady and becoming a dad and all that kind of stuff? Are you like, is it like the 180 for me that it has been for you?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I was on the path or the journey of change anyway. And I've always made sure that my music is somewhat reflective of where I am in life, because then I don't feel like you ever struggle for content, because life is constantly evolving. And if you're somewhat intelligent, you'll kind of constantly evolve, you know, in synchronization with life. So I've always found myself to be someone that does that. And I don't think you can ever run out of content if you're just reporting on what's going on in your life. And I think it's easy to draw parables and, you know, relative content to people when you're talking about life, because, you know, essentially we're all living similar lives depending on age and gender and other variables too. But, you know, it's easy to be relatable to people if you're just commenting on things that are going on for you. A lot of the time I feel like people think what's happening to them is only happening to them. And that's why people love music so much, is because they can listen to it and go, oh man, I'm not the only one going through this. You know, this guy that I respect or look up to or whatever, is going through it too. So, I don't know, I've just kind of always wanted to be like an on-the-scene reporter for things that are going on around me. So that's just, it was a good snapshot of, you know, the album's, a lot of the content on there is about a year or two old now. So this is the kind of the stuff that was happening around the birth of Jordan or just after. So that's kind of why the content has changed as well. Also, it will be, I don't want to never do the battle kind of stuff again. I do like doing the boastful, braggadocious content, but I just, obviously it's not really going to suit an EP with James Aberley, so
yeah.
It didn't really have a place here, but on the next album there'll be some braggy songs for sure.
Yes, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's always room. There's always room, folks.
I'm still a confident and some cocky man at some time, so.
It's good. No, I appreciate that, and I look forward to it. Like, yes, let's go. Yeah, no, yeah. There's still some bullets in this gun, goddammit.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now,
that's the other thing about having kids as well. It's been a massive motivator. So my motivation's massively changed from before. It was just like, I want to make music and show how much of a good rapper I am. Now these days, I don't really care what the hip-hop scene thinks, like if I'm considered a good rapper or not. I just want to do it as a means of expression and then to make money for my family too. So my motivation's changed, definitely.
Now, speaking of which, is there plans for you and James to take this show on the road?
Yeah, there is. I think we've got three shows lined up. So one is Bunbury, one is Margaret River, and one is in Perth, and we'll be announcing them on Monday or Tuesday. I think we'll leave it for Tuesday.
So, check your local guides, West Coast and Southwest Tour coming. Sounds good. Final bits and pieces, you know, final plugs, let people know where they can hear it. And also, is there going to be physical copies of this?
No, there's not going to be physical copies of this. I just figured it was something we to be honest with you, because we sat on it for so long and there were so many little hurdles and speed bumps that came up that kind of prevented it coming out sooner. As of lately, my focus has been on my next solo album. So this has kind of just felt like it's been sitting in the background for a while. So I'm just happy to get it out, get the monkey off my back and be able to move on. So to be honest with you, I'm kind of sick of the songs because you know, I've had them in my pocket for so long. So now that they're out there and for everybody else to consume, I'm happy with that. I'm not going to push it too hard. I've never been the type, promotion-wise, to ram a product down people's throats. I just don't like it when people are doing that to me, so I don't want to do it to other people. But we didn't want to put too much emphasis around, well, I didn't anyway, around the promotional side of things. I kind of lost the energy around the project, to be honest with you. But it's out there now. It's on all digital platforms, streaming platforms, whatever you want to call them. And I'm just happy for people to consume it there. I don't think many people are really buying hard copies of stuff anyway. So I'm just experimenting at the moment, and I thought this would be a good project to experiment, like just releasing it digitally.
Indeed. So, definitely go and run this up, as the kids say. Go and put this in your playlist and listen to your heart's content. It is a, it's an yes, absolutely.
I was just going to say, I'm friggin' shadow banned on social media at the moment too, so all of my posts about it are seeing like, I don't know, 100 people or whatever when they usually see thousands, and I'm like, man, what is the timing? I commented on someone's post. I got tagged in someone spitting some bars, and I just wrote, this is awesome, man. Thanks for tagging me.
Yeah.
And then I got pulled up by Instagram and it said, oh, this has gone against our community guidelines. I'm like, what?
What, you're giving someone props?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm like, what? And then they banned me for 24 hours. And ever since then, all of my posts are absolutely stiffing their ass off just in time for the release. So
I just
got to surrender to it. It is what it is. I can't change it. So whatever. I'm just so sick of social media, bro.
Yeah. Well, my stuff hasn't been looked at for a very long time. I don't know what I did. I think it's just the fact it doesn't, I'm not paying for my promotional stuff. It's just, look, I'm just going to keep posting out there and look, just follow us on the socials and tune into a radio, like old school perhaps. But it is an excellent EP. I literally, time of recording, just finished listening it before, getting on the phone with you. So that's my first initial feelings. Like, I'm feeling this straight away. So a bit of belief. James Abley, it's called To Speak Is Silver. And, I can't even read the rest of that title. Sorry, bud.
To speak is silver, not to speak is gold.
Indeed, I was reading off the cover and not the actual thing there. So there you go. That's the name of the EP. You can tell it's been a while. Bitter, thank you very much for your time on BRL.
Very welcome, my bro. Thank you for having me.
Dropping EDM, hip-hop, and a bunch of best beats programs around. If you want bangers, you'll be in the right place with Tune 1. Tune1.com.au. That's Tune, 1.com.au. Tune 1, proud show sponsor.